Welcome to Preach the Word, the radio ministry of the Yucaipa Church of Christ. The Yucaipa Church of Christ is located at 33981 Yucaipa Boulevard in Yucaipa. Visit their website at yucaipachurchofchrist.org, where you can hear today's teachings and past lessons. You're invited to join the Yucaipa Church of Christ for their weekly services. Assembly times are Sunday morning classes beginning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday worship and assembly at 10:30 a.m., Sunday evening assembly at 5 p.m., and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. All are invited and welcome to study God's Word with the Yucaipa Church of Christ.
Let me take a moment and say hi to everybody. My name is Milton, and I'm with the Yucaipa Church of Christ. In fact, I'm privileged to be able to preach there. And I want to encourage you certainly to come and visit with us. It would be wonderful to have you. Our lesson is entitled, A Very Present Help. And it's based on Psalms 46:1. Let's share that. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Who has God always been? Yes, he is and has always been God. There's absolutely no doubt about it. In fact, in James, we're taught that every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation nor shifting shadow, indicating God has always been God and is always consistent. And God has always been consistent from the Old Testament to the New Testament. In the book of Jonah, in chapter 4, verse 2, we're given, he prayed to the Lord and said, "Please, Lord, was not this what I said while I was still in my own country? Therefore, in order to forestall this, I fled to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and one who relents concerning calamity." If we turn our attention then into the book of Acts in the New Testament, as the Apostle Paul is proclaiming the truth of God's will, in Acts chapter 14, in verse 17, as he addresses the people of Iconium, he says this concerning the true and living God. "And yet he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good and gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness." Ladies and gentlemen, that is our consistent God. That is who he truly, truly is. I know oftentimes he's pictured as a God of confusion and anger in the Old Testament and taking out his wrath. In the New Testament, he seems to be someone completely different. But no, God is consistent. God has always been God. God, however, has always been something else as well. A very present help in trouble, as we read in Psalms 46, verse 1. Do we really grasp what this means? Are we aware of how this fact supports us at all times in our lives? Consider with me, what does the fact that our God is a very present help in trouble, what does that really mean? Well, first, that because our God is all-seeing, there is no trouble we face in this life that he is not completely aware of and prepared to handle. When David, in Psalms 139, writes about God, he writes in terms that we can all relate to, and yet at the same time, what I'm about to share with you might sort of amaze you. Let's go to Psalm 139 and read verses 1 through 7 together. "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down, and you know when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down. You are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. You have enclosed me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?" Now, the Hebrew writer in the New Testament would also shed light on this particular topic. You know, so often we are taught that God is omniscient. And of course, that means that he knows everything. But notice how this is set forth in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Second, it means that God is ready to help us even before any trouble starts. I want to go back with you to Psalms 46 and share with you two more verses from this magnificent psalm. The verses are 10 and 11. 10 says, "Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with me. The God of Jacob is our stronghold, Selah." What a beautiful proclamation. Third, it means that there is no trouble bigger or more powerful than God. And to illustrate this, I want you to consider with me the 23rd Psalm. Now, many people have memorized this 23rd Psalm, and I understand why. It is that profound in what it sets forth. But with regard to God responding to us long before any trouble starts, consider with me verse 5. Again, Psalm 23, 5. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows." So even in the presence of enemies, those who could certainly cause you trouble, God is already there, and he's already providing for us. How beautiful is this picture? Now I want to turn your attention to the book of Luke. In Luke chapter 8, verses 24 and 25, certainly a miracle has taken place. What has happened, we will read together. So let's start in 24 of Luke 8. "They came to Jesus and woke him up, saying, 'Master, Master, we are perishing.' And he got up and rebuked the wind and the surging waves, and they stopped, and it became calm. And he said to them, 'Where is your faith?' They were fearful and amazed, saying to one another, 'Who then is this, that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?'" Imagine being in the presence of that. After all, they were in a wooden boat, and after all, the wind was raging and the waves were tossing them, and Jesus was asleep in the boat. Once they woke him up, of course, he took control, and he was there for them through that. Fourth, if God is a very present help, then we have to pray for him to help us, and we have to trust that he will provide for us. The place where Abraham almost took the life of his only begotten son, Isaac, in that place, it meant so much to name that place that according to Genesis chapter 22, verse 14, it was said, "The Lord will provide," is the name of that place. And obviously, he provided that ram to take the place of his son when that sacrifice was offered to God. In the book of Hebrews, we're taught something about God's provision. Now, the chapter in Hebrews I want you to consider is Hebrews chapter 11. Let's go there together. Hebrews 11. After all of these magnificent accounts of those who were faithful before God in magnificent ways, some of the very luminaries of faith, sometimes I guess we think of them, people like Noah and Abraham and such. Well, I want you to notice with me 11:40, Hebrews 11:40. "Because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect." Isn't that beautiful? God is a provider, and God has provided, and God will continue to provide. Which brings us to, how does the fact that God is a very present help in trouble support us at all times? Because Jesus knew that God is a very present help in trouble, he actually chose not to call on him for help, even though he was clearly in trouble in the Garden of Gethsemane when, after all, they had come to take him and bring him before the Sanhedrin for him to be put on trial. But Jesus points out, how then could the scriptures be fulfilled if they did so? And this is contained in the book of Matthew. Let's go to Matthew chapter 26. Remember, Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. And there he will make these amazing statements, starting with verse 53. Or, do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? How then will the scriptures be fulfilled which say that it must happen this way? At that time Jesus said to the crowds, you have come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as you would against a robber? Every day I used to sit in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But all this has taken place to fulfill the scriptures of the prophets. Then all the disciples left him and fled. Because we, you and I, need support all through our lives, our magnificent God is our constant source of illumination in dark times. Now, in the book of 2 Samuel, in fact, 2 Samuel chapter 22, share with me verse 29, something that David revealed through inspiration. Again, that's 2 Samuel 22, 29. Here he wrote, for you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord illumines my darkness. Yeah, there can't be any dark struggle that we can't get through, that God will help us see clearly through when we depend upon him. When, as I've said in other lessons, we obey him. We take him at his word and we obey him. We must absolutely be confident that he will be there for us, that he will be our very present help in trouble. Jesus was absolutely positive that his Father was with him, because what he did, he saw his Father do. And this is found in the book of John. And I want to share with you, because this is so remarkable to me. Jesus had such a confidence in his Father that absolutely could not be shaken. And he was going to be facing things in a human existence that he had not experienced before. In fact, I'm sure even though he knew technically what was going to happen, he didn't understand the pain that would be associated with it, what he would have to go through, not only on the cross itself, but even before the cross. And when you read this magnificent statement of our Lord, again from John chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, you begin to clearly understand this. So let's pick it up in verse 19. Therefore Jesus answered and was saying to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing. And the Father will show him even greater works than these, so that you will marvel. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son also gives life to whom he wishes. And certainly we understand that Jesus used that power again and again. All of this was this marvelous demonstration of the power of God given to him and shown to him. So he did what God told him to do, and he said what God told him to say. God gives help that we need, which surpasses our limited understanding, yours and mine. And I want you to think about that concept for a moment. As you do, I'd like to have you go with me into the Old Testament once again. We're going to go into that section commonly referred to as the 12 minor prophets. And we're going to go to the book of Habakkuk. So everyone, let's find Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 5, for a statement that Habakkuk was inspired to write, that God gave him to write. He wrote, look among the nations, observe, be astonished, wonder, because I am doing something in your days you would not believe if you were told. Now the amazing thing here is that, at least in part, this passage is quoted in the book of Acts. It's found in chapter 13 of Acts. And together, please, let's share verse 41. 13:41 of Acts. "Behold, you scoffers, and marvel, and perish. For I am accomplishing a work in your days, a work which you will never believe, though someone should describe it to you." You see, when I say that the help that we need surpasses our limited understanding, these two verses certainly help us understand that God does things that even if we were told, we would not understand. When I think of the intricacies that God could go into that I myself don't understand and would immediately lose me because it's not something I understand, but He alone certainly does, then I can see how these passages certainly apply. But I want to throw one more in for your consideration on this point. This is in Ephesians 3:19. Ephesians 3:19 says, "And to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God." You see, there are so many things we don't understand due to our limited comprehension. And we've even talked about some of these things before in the lessons I've been privileged to present. But please understand, nonetheless, they are going forward. Nonetheless, they're being carried out. Nonetheless, they're being done, whether we understand it or not. And we can give God a collective thank you and praise Him, because that is the case. Because unless God was at work, and remember what I said at the beginning of this message, God is always God and has always been God, and we can rely upon that fact, then these things that we so desperately need would not be ours. And yet, because God is who God is, and because God has the capability that we don't understand, nonetheless, these things are going forward. So I hope we better understand that statement, that God is a very present help in trouble. Now some questions to ponder with you. First, are we counting on the very present help of God when we are in trouble? The Apostle Paul certainly did. In fact, he had to be reassured. Apparently, he wasn't so confident when he was in Corinth. He wasn't sure about that society. And so Jesus had to tell him what I'm about to share with you from Acts chapter 18, verse 10. "For I am with you, and no man will attack you in order to harm you, for I have many people in this city." And of course, that proved to be absolutely the truth. And Paul carried out a great work in Corinth, a great work. And then later he would write 1 and 2 Corinthians to the church there. They had a wonderful relationship, and Paul actually instructed many, 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 many. In fact, that's where he met Aquila and Priscilla, found out they shared in common a common trade, and that was tent making. And of course, they went on to have a marvelous friendship, partnership in the Lord, and accomplish great things together. Are we now aware what this great teaching actually means from the Old Testament? Peter did. I'm absolutely confident that Peter did. Because note with me what he wrote in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. Let's take a look at it together. Again, 1 Peter 5, 10. He wrote, "After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." Note, God Himself. God Himself is going to do this. God is going to take this responsibility upon Himself, and He Himself is going to certainly provide all of these things that are so needed and necessary. You know, the things that God is providing with us, we don't even understand that we need them. We go to God and we do the best we can in prayer to call for Him to help us, but we just don't understand what we truly need. So, as I've shared with you on other occasion, many times, of course, when God answers prayer, He doesn't answer in exactly the way we conceptualize that He will. And I'll give you an illustration. I had worked at a company three different times, and I was back for my third time. Turns out they had created a position because they didn't have one otherwise. But fortunately, I had a good work history with them, and so I went to work. And I was working in a repair department. And after about a month, even though I knew because everybody in the plant was talking about it, there was a job that was coming up in the office. And we all found out it was a benefited position. It wasn't like the hourly rate jobs that we'd been working, all of us. And so I was asked one day if I'd be interested in that particular position. And of course I said yes, but I realized there were people that had already applied that had far more seniority than I. Well, it came time for a test. All of us were called into the conference room and we were tested. I found out later that test rated your personality and whether or not you could deal with people who had complaints and gripes and such. Because as a customer service agent, those are the kinds of things you'd have to deal with when people called in on the phone. And through God's intervention, I'm absolutely positive I got that position. And what a blessing that was from God. And I was able to work that position for 2 years, well, actually 2.5 years. And as I look back over, I realize that God had answered prayer. Not in exactly the way I had visualized, but God had answered prayer. Why? Because God is a very present help in trouble. He's very present in our lives regardless of whether or not we're experiencing trouble. Are we ready, you and I, to live our lives without fear, having replaced fear with love? Let me share with you something John wrote. This is in the book of 1 John. It is in chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. Oh, how powerful is that? I think that one is very deep. But we know how important love is to us. And many know how important love is if they don't have it. And they long for it and they yearn for it. You know, it's something that we've needed ever since we were born. Ever since we came into the house in which we were raised. And of course we will need throughout the rest of our lives. By the way, it's interesting to me to note with you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, it says, "Now abides faith, hope, love, these three, and the greatest of these is love." Do you realize love will survive our death and be needed in our relationship with Almighty God and His presence in heaven? Stop and think about that. Faith and hope will have accomplished their purpose when we see Jesus, when we realize Him. Please understand, love, that will continue to be needed. That will continue to be necessary. And I always love that because that love is meant to cast out fear. If you love God, then you won't be fearful. You'll count on Him. You'll depend on Him. And again, you'll understand the meaning in Psalm 46, verse 1, that God is a very present help in times of trouble. And oh, so true that is. I want all of us to develop that strong dependence upon our God. Absolute rock hard dependence that can't be altered. That's who we are. That's what we mean. That's what we say. And that's how we live. I want to encourage you to be a servant of God all the days of your life so that people will recognize that you understood when you face troublesome times that you could depend on your God concretely. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Like I said, rock hard, ironclad is that dependence upon our God. I want to encourage you, as I did earlier, to become a servant of God and to obey His will and to become one of His precious children. And He will be with you every day of your life. We encourage you to come see us at the Ukiah Church of Christ. You are certainly welcome. In fact, we'll classify you as our honored guest. Come and see us. Thank you.
You've been listening to Preach the Word, the radio ministry of the Ukiah Church of Christ. The Ukiah Church of Christ is located at 33981 Ukiah Boulevard in Ukiah. Visit their website at ukiahchurchofchrist.org, where you can hear today's teachings and past lessons. You're invited to join the Ukiah Church of Christ for their weekly services. Assembly times are Sunday morning classes beginning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday worship and assembly at 10:30 a.m., Sunday evening assembly at 5 p.m., and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. All are invited and welcome to study God's Word with the Yucaipa Church of Christ.